Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, sometimes your inner critic can sound a little, well, let's just say it could use a serious makeover. Ever feel like that voice in your head is always judging you, pointing out every little flaw? You know, the one that whispers things like, you messed up again or you're not good enough. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that learning to be kinder to yourself could actually boost your resilience and help you navigate life's ups and downs with more grace? Get ready, because today we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion and practicing mindful self-talk. Trust me, this is going to change the game. Let's start by laying down some serious Stoic wisdom. Remember that famous quote by Seneca: "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." So much truth packed into those words. Our thoughts have a massive impact on how we feel and react to situations. When we're constantly beating ourselves up, it creates this vicious cycle of negativity. We end up feeling stressed, anxious, and even paralyzed by fear. But here is the game changer. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming a pushover. It's about recognizing that we're all human, we make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes we fall flat on our faces. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. Would you scold your best friend for messing up? Would you tell them they're not good enough? Probably not. You'd likely offer a listening ear, words of encouragement, and maybe even a little bit of humor to lighten the mood. So why don't we extend that same level of compassion to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build a stronger foundation of self-compassion and practice mindful self-talk. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Pay attention to those negative thoughts and start to identify the patterns. What triggers them? Who said this to you before? Your parents, teachers, society at large? Recognizing these patterns is the first step in breaking free from their grip. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts spewing its negativity, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Remember, our thoughts are just thoughts, they are not necessarily facts. You have the power to choose which ones you focus on. 3. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same care and compassion that you would offer to someone you love. Talk to yourself in a gentle and encouraging voice. Offer words of support and understanding, especially when you're feeling down or overwhelmed. 4. Focus on your strengths. Instead of dwelling on your perceived flaws, take time to acknowledge your strengths and accomplishments. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small they may seem. This will help boost your self-esteem and remind you of your inherent worth. 5. Be patient with yourself. Building self-compassion takes time and practice. There will be days when the inner critic gets louder than usual. That's okay. Just remember to keep practicing, keep challenging those negative thoughts, and keep treating yourself with kindness. Let me share a quick real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work and you stumble over your words. You might feel your face flush, your heart start racing, and your inner critic yelling, "You're so awkward, this is a disaster." But instead of letting those thoughts take over, try practicing some mindful self-talk. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, even the most experienced speakers. Acknowledge the situation without judgment. "Okay, I stumbled a bit there, but it's not the end of the world." Then refocus your attention on your message and continue speaking with confidence. You got this. So to recap, building self-compassion is a powerful tool for navigating life's challenges with more grace and resilience. Remember to be kind to yourself, challenge those negative thoughts, and celebrate your strengths. Now I want to hear from you. What are some of the ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Build Your Stoic Core for daily doses of inspiration, wisdom, and actionable steps to build a stronger, more resilient you. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep building that core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.